May be seated for the hearing of God's word and our first lesson today. Yep, go ahead and come on forward, Audrey. I'll give a prep for everyone. You might be scratching your head. Why is this text from Ephesians chapter 3 chosen? Really, this text reveals the truth that God shows no partiality. One part of Epiphany that we're not going to address here in today's worship is Epiphany was the opening of the gospel to the Gentiles. The Magi were foreigners. We knew the gospel was for the Jews, but with the coming of the Magi, we see that God shows no partiality. His gospel is for both Jew and Gentile. And we're reminded of that also in this text from Ephesians chapter 3.
The epistle lesson today is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it is now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things. So that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.